From Shakespeare to Quentin Tarantino and everything in between, prepare yourself for the clash of pop culture and philosophy. You are about to enter Fanboys and Freedom.
The Dark Knight Rises was the last installment of the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight trilogy. Taking place 8 years after Batman took the blame for the death of Gotham City attorney Harvey Dent, who eventually became the villain Two-Face, Bruce Wayne is forced to suit up again as the mysterious villain Bane devises a plan that will break Gotham for good. Leaning heavily on the classic story, A Tale of Two Cities, a common political theme is class warfare. The character Catwoman, a highly skilled thief, continually justifies theft by saying that the rich consume too much and leave too little for the rest of us. This is a common theme we heard echoed during the Occupy Wall Street fiasco during the turn of the decade, also with socialist Bernie Sanders' campaign, claiming that the top 1% loots at large through corporate interest and crony capitalism. Throughout the film, as bankers and other wealthy individuals are targeted by Bane, Bane is able to use the public's distrust for the wealthy and the Gotham City government to cause otherwise normal people to take over the city, after Bane has not only broken Batman, but also the Gotham City police force. Echoing the French Revolution, Bane's version of populism, or democracy, or the will of the people, turns into absolute anarchy as the will of the masses begins to take away people's property and hold kangaroo courts, judged by the will of the masses since there is no longer any respect for law and order. The police, who represent law and justice, are no longer able to protect Gotham City since the people no longer trust the law. This is a reflection of what we have seen throughout the country as police militarization and racial strife, encouraged by groups like Black Lives Matter, has erupted into violence and rioting as seen in Baltimore and Ferguson, where in an absence of respect for social institutions and individual rights, that has caused nothing but violence and destruction to ensue. Bane's insurgency succeeds through use of violence and relentlessness. As we see of many other violent revolutions, those that depend on violence solely typically breed more violence and overall disdain for life. What The Dark Knight Rises shows is that populism typically erodes at law and civil order, and in its absence, the will of the masses becomes holy writ, becoming a really bad thing. But as Batman rises to come back to Gotham and stop Bane's plan, he shows that one man's willingness to save his city can inspire others and make a difference, showing that submission to morality and the strength to do what is right when it is needed is what can turn the tide as evil uses the fear of the people to cause mass calamity. The Dark Knight Rises reminds us that civil servants are as susceptible to betraying the people they swear to protect as anyone else, but without law and order and a submission to what is right and those civil institutions that keep society together, life, liberty, and property are instantly the victims as democracy erodes into violence and destruction. I'm Remso W. Martinez from the Remso Republic, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fanboys and Freedom.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemsoRepublic.com.